Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 7th. Coming up, we'll learn about what Illinois families are doing to prepare amid fears of being deported during Trump's second term. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. After a two-week holiday break, the jury in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's trial returned to court yesterday for a final week of defense witnesses. Capital News Illinois reports Madigan's attorneys called a former top lawyer in his office who testified about legislation central to the Fed's bribery allegations. The attorney said Madigan never directed staff to favor electric utility Commonwealth Edison or telecom giant AT&T when they asked for help from Springfield. The feds allege the companies bribed Madigan with jobs and contracts for his allies in order to pass several bills beginning in 2011. But the witness testified the speaker never interfered when he demanded major concessions from ComEd and AT&T during negotiations. Madigan's former law partner is set to be called to the stand today in his longtime colleague's defense. Illinois legislators are clashing over a measure aimed at making it easier for someone to legally change their name. It would allow to petition a court to restrict access to public records of their old name for safety reasons. Republican Senator Steve McClure says this would create a loophole for people committing crimes.
Impounding this information, keeping it secret, allows for people to whitewash their backgrounds, evade federal authorities, and actually evade authorities from other countries.
But Democratic Senator Ram Vilivalam says the bill's focus is to help certain vulnerable groups.
Those individuals are adoptees. They're survivors of domestic and intimate partner violence, survivors of human trafficking, survivors of gender-based violence, transgender people, and refugees.
The bill awaits a final vote from the House before heading to the governor's desk. When the weather changes rapidly, it's harder for snow crews to do their jobs. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Snowplow drivers have been out clearing roads in Champaign in 12-hour shifts since Sunday morning. Corey Conrad is the operations manager for the city's Public Works Department. He says they've been making good progress, but high winds can blow snow back over the roads. If temperatures fall suddenly, icy spots can form.
The weather is more volatile now than it used to be. You know, can change on a dime, and it's ever changing. So you got to really stay on top of it to have the latest updated forecast.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says intense single-day snow or rain has become more likely with climate change. The total amount of snow for this season is decreasing as winters get warmer. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
U.S. industry is a major source of the greenhouse gas pollution causing climate change. New federal data show which industrial facilities emitted the most carbon in Illinois and eight other states across the Midwest and South. Side Effects Public Media's Morgan Watkins reports.
We identified the top 10 facilities in each state that released the most greenhouse gas pollution in 2023. More than two-thirds of the facilities are power plants that run on fossil fuels. Oil refineries, chemical manufacturers, and steel mills are also among the region's largest sources of carbon emissions. The connections between these industrial facilities, climate change, and community conditions within inland states can seem obscure, says Tim Darst, an environmental educator at Louisville's Passionist Earth and Spirit Center. But harm is happening regionally.
It's impacting us more and more. And as long as we keep burning fossil fuels, we're going to contribute to that.
For example, climate change is making extreme weather, like hurricanes, more frequent and intense. I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
Still to come, we'll learn about what Illinois families are doing to prepare amid fears of being deported during Trump's second term. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 25 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 8 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 20 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 5 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 22 degrees and a south wind 5 miles per hour.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. Join the conversation on the 21st show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to start mass deportations on his first day in office. In Illinois, almost 8% of K-12 students have an undocumented immigrant parent. That's according to Pew Research data from 2022. So what can undocumented families in central Illinois do if their children are worried about what will happen to them? IPM's education reporter Emily Hayes explains as we look at 4 more years, The View from Illinois.
Maria Jimenez remembers when Donald Trump was first elected in 2016.
I remember sitting in the kitchen with my parents and just sobbing.
Jimenez is a 27-year-old leader in Champaign-Urbana immigration nonprofits and uses she and they pronouns. They have lived in the United States since they were 3 years old. They moved from Costa Rica on visas with their parents and brothers. They thought it would be simple to get citizenship, but it wasn't. The visas expired and the entire family of five became undocumented.
So much fear becomes a normal part of our lives. Seeing your parents in fight or flight is just how you see them.
They say Donald Trump's first term took those emotions to a new level.
It was a time of extreme fear for my family, of like having to go straight into planning, like what would it look like if some of us got deported or if our parents got deported.
It's a question that Jimenez and a lot of other families with young children are asking themselves again. But when it comes to deportations, Illinois offers legal protections that other states don't. In 2017, former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner signed the Trust Act. It prevents local police from stopping, arresting, or detaining someone based on their immigration status. And Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed additional protections into law in 2019. That includes blocking law enforcement agencies from working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to turn local police into ICE agents.
They cannot ask about immigration status.
That's Janice Jays. She teaches history at Illinois State University and has long been involved in immigration groups in Champaign-Urbana.
If you call because you've been a victim of a crime or something, you're not in danger. You know, and that obviously there's an interest in making sure that the police are able to provide for general security without people worrying about immigration status.
Still, she says area schools and nonprofits have been hosting workshops ahead of Trump's second term to help families learn about their rights and what to do if they are questioned.
Part of that is gathering together the kinds of information, you know, whether it's medical records or school or phone numbers of friends or relatives.
And they're helping families sign guardianship papers.
In the event that the parents were arrested, that there would be a guardian appointed, that they already had the paperwork done and notarized. And that was very emotional for everybody involved. But that is something that they are preparing for.
The families are told to put it all in an envelope and put it in a place the kids know about so they would know who to call. And if families do get deported, their destination country may be safer than when they first left. Rena Torres Mendeville runs the Mexican consulate in Chicago.
If for any circumstances you find yourself back in Mexico, we want to make sure that you find the support there.
She says her office is coordinating with state governments in the country so those moving back can decide whether to return to their hometowns, learn how to register for public schools, open a Mexican bank account, and more.
The largest portion of our clients are asylum seekers.
Maria Jimenez has grown from a scared teen during Trump's first election into the Associate Director of the Immigration Services of Champaign-Urbana. Unlike their parents who are looking for economic stability, their clients tend to be fleeing something specific.
We're talking about high rates of domestic violence, of human trafficking, right? We're talking about fleeing poverty to the point that you're eating out of rusted pans.
Heading into the next 4 years, Jimenez is also concerned about their own status. They're a dreamer under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Trump repealed DACA in his first term, though it was reinstated by a court order. Those around Jimenez are urging them to marry their longtime partner, an American citizen, in case it is threatened again.
I don't just want to get married just because it's like the legal thing to do.
Conversations are also ongoing about just exactly what President-elect Trump's plans are. Jimenez hopes to validate clients' fears and prepare for all the possibilities while taking one day at a time and not giving into fear. That's the main advice they want to give to undocumented kids.
There's a reason we're called dreamers, and not being afraid to dream is a huge piece of it, of knowing you're just as worthy and just as entitled to going out into the world and creating something for yourself.
I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. You can check out all of our stories at ipmnewsroom.org. And we're also talking about what's ahead the week of January 6th on The 21st Show with Brian Mackey. Listen weekdays at 11 a.m. on AM 580 or 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, Morgan Watkins, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.